I present a teardown of a new device from Action, namely the HDMI Sync Box for 129.99 Zell. Model 62040010. Supports HDMI, HDCP 2.2, 4K at 60Hz, HDR10+. The device is connected between, for example, a console or satellite receiver and the TV. To it, we connect the LED strip, 84 pieces 50-50 RGB LED for 2,6 meters and mounted on the 65-inch TV, on three edges, left, top, right. Which in the end makes us lighting like Ambilight in Philips TVs. Cons: it looks like the software and instructions do not provide for mounting on a larger or smaller TV than 65 inches, minus 48 inches. The case is bolted together with four screws. Inside you will find the three main chips, BK7231NCBU, ESP32D0WDV3, HDMI video extraction chip, GS Coolink, GSV2002. When reversed on the computer, on the PCB there are pulled gold pin sockets for each circuit, even the one they didn't solder, with RX, TX, ground and 3V3. In addition, soldered, not pulled on the case are three micro switches. The top one connected to GPIO0 of the ESP32, ideal for flash mode. Lower left connected to CBU pin P6. Bottom right connected to CBU pin CEN, ideal for flash mode. I managed to rip the original firmware from the CBU, but no longer from the ESP32, presumably busy RXTX. But I tapped into the logs of both chips after boot. ESP32, CBU, then connecting via the Tuya app on the phone, the device to the internet. Obtained configuration of the CBU, never connected to the network, after ripping the firmware. As you can guess, the ESP is the brains behind the processing of the image into the correct colors, while the CBU is responsible for communicating with the Tuya servers, outputting the signal to the LED strip, and there is no Tuya MCU intermediate circuit. In the Tuya Smart application, the device looks like this, along with the configuration from which row and column it should take the image for generating the LED tape light.